show him a likeness for his friends, and she should be a special Swiss for Chana Leva Bas Nechagito, Adina Bas Sheva Bas Nechagito, and for Chayachana Bas Ornadel, and for Adina Baracha Bas Esther Hadassa, and Fuas Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, and Gabriella Dina, Ashalam is Chana, is based in the Torah of Meir Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Ketuv B'Shmot, Peregimah, Pasuk Yud Bet, V'zeh L'chos, Ki Anachish L'Achtich, V'tziach Asom, Asom, Tavdun Asom, Kim L'Hah, Asom. Hashem says, this is a sign that I took you, that I sent you, that when you take this nation out of Mitzrayim, so they should serve God on this mountain. The Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah in the 8th paragraph of First Halacha, about which the Meshech Chachma writes in his Akdamah to Sefer Shmos, that this was said by Ruach HaKodesh. So the Rambam says that Moshe Rabbeinu was not believed because of the signs that he did. Because if somebody believes because of signs, so Yesh Belibo Dofi, so they can cast dispersions on his signs. Maybe it's voodoo, maybe it's tricks. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu said when he was given the signs, V'hem lo yaminu, they're not going to believe me. It's not a raya. And on that, God answers, Zelachos, I'm going to give you a sign. What's going to be the sign? Tavdun, Selakim, Laharazim. You're going to serve God on this mountain. And in Sinai, they're going to see. You're going to see that you're my faithful agent. There's going to be a Behu. There's going to be a clarification on Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. You have to understand why Mount Torah here is called Avoyda Tavdun, Lamadav Kakan. After Moshe Rabbeinu, we accept the Navi Alpi Ois. But not on signs alone do we rely, but rather because there's a mitzvah of Elof Tishma, like we see in Varim 18:15, and in Shem Rambam. V'akol mevusas on nevuat Moshe Rabbeinu, shenevuato shona. It's all based on the nevuah of Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is a different type of nevuah. Normally, Navim, we have Elof Tishma. And then, together with the ice, the Elof Tishma, you listen to the Navi. And it's all predicated on the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was believed not because of Osos, ultimately, but because of Mamre HaSina. Shaila is, since we believe Nevi'im, Alpi Osos, based on signs they give, miraculous signs, from Moshe's time at the beginning, they're not going to believe me. A Navi is believed based on signs, Ma'abaya Shulcha. I don't want to speak that way to Moshe Rabbeinu. What, you know, after bowing ourselves in front of the greatest prophet that ever lived, and the holiest man that ever lived, probably. So what was his question on God? They're not going to believe me if I give signs. Every Navi is believed not by signs. So here is a big yisod that was established from Yitzis Mitzrayim, Mount Torah now. Chazal say, Kohelet Rabbah 7:2, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems the Jewish people, he's redeemed with them. It says, so the pasuk seems to imply, Shmuel 2:7:23, that God redeems the nation, give him a name, and that he's redeemed from Egypt. So Kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Galus Mitzrayim, and he was redeemed, Kiviyachol. And this is based on the Yisod of Atem Eidai, Tzetra Vanikel, stated in Sikdut of Kahana. It's a pasuk in Isaiah, it's 43:12. She'ein atem eidai, as kaviyachol ein anikel. If you witness me, then I'm your God. And if you don't witness kaviyachol, I'm not God. U'bechama mekomot, mufiya signon dome. Sifri katuv ze keli vanveu, v'tayu ne'ekshini modelo. V'yim lav areu ne'evishmo. In the Sifri it says, ze keli vanveu, anveu mizlashon na'eh. When is he na'e? When is there a vanveya? When is God na'e? Kishe ani modela. When I admit to him, and I acknowledge him, and I thank him. And if not, hareyu na'e bishmo. Then he's pleasant with his name. If I am moded to him, then he's pleasant. Say keli vanveya. And if not, נזנה בשמו. מה הכוונה? אז אל שזה כלי ונבאו. וכי אפשר להנבות לקורנו. How do you make God beautiful? This God glorify him. How do you glorify your creator? אלא את נא לפניו במצוות. I'm going to become beautiful in front of Hashem with mitzvahs. In other words, שכביכול אומר שהוא נמצא בעולם. ואיך נמצא? על ידי כלל ישראל, שהם מאמינים, והם אותם מאמינים במציאות שהוא יתברך קיים בעולם. Hashem is in this world, כביכול. How is he in this world? Through כלל ישראל that they believe. And when, with our belief, we are mamid, we establish כביכול the מציאות of Hashem in this world. We make Hashem more evident in this world, more palpable in this world, with our belief. We have a concept in Eidus, Ochas Eidus, Eidei Kiyum, and Eidei Rai, Eidei Beru. Eidei Beru is just there to witness the event happened in Halacha, whether or not they witnessed it, like alone. Then there are Eidei Kiyum, that the event is only Chal with Eidim, like a Gittin and Gidushin. That's what our Eidus is on Hashem, it's Eidei Kiyum Kiviyachu. That we give him, we bring him into our world, to our dear B'tachtoinim, and we're made on him. We testify about his existence. In other words, if we're made, like we saw before, if we're moideloi, then he's noi, he's in this world, he's kaim in this world. And if not, he's noi b'shmoi. What does that mean? If we're not made about him, then he's up there, high, high in the upper worlds. Aber nizdu, he's la'atzma, he's there. Adonai Olam Hashem Melech B'terem Kol Yetzir Nivra. But by bringing him down, the way to bring him down here is to acknowledge him. Das ist unsere Avede, to acknowledge Hashem. Hare hu na b'shmo le'atzmo, le'ela u'le'ela min ha'olam. Aber b'toch ha'olam, how does he come into this world? When he was paid to the Jewish people. Again, like the Medrash says, that when Hashem redeems the Jewish people, he's redeemed with them. The Yitzis Mitzrayim, Man Tori, comes into the world. Ani Yotzei B'Seich Mitzrayim. I am going out into Egypt. Otherwise, without Hashem connecting to the world, he's not B'Shmo, he's La'atzma, he's not in this world. Amuna, Ki Ama'amidat Borei Olam Be'olam. Amuna is what puts HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. The Amuna of the Jewish people. It says, a Mitzius of Tchiyas HaMeisim, because v'neman ato lahachiyos mesim. Because you are faithful, v'mechaye mesim. We believe in that. And therefore, there's an achiz in this world. Despite the mitzvahs of Misa, there's an achiz, there's a holding in this world, v'chayim. Z'tetchiyos mesim. Because of our belief. And it's not only going to happen in the future, but there's already such a reality now, because of our belief. B'naman, because you're faithful, and we believe in that. We have emunah in your namanus. Also tefillah. The olam is misnaig al pi emunah b'koich ha'tefillah. We believe that tefillah works. That's ma'ir l'mala ratzon. That arouses ratzon from above to answer our tefillah's talk. Their tefillahs, that all they have is their emunah. Like we have the tefillah of Yudgim Amidus. There's no bakasha, there's no request, just praise. By announcing God's praises, we're bringing these shvachim into the world. That's a very big yisod. The yisod says that the reason we have to praise God is not because God needs our praises, like he's, you know, a little boy in third grade and needs compliments from his teacher. Chas v'shalom. Rather, by saying God's praises, we make these praises concrete. We bring them into reality. God, you're merciful, so then the need of mercy is aroused, etc. Rachum b'chanan, etc., etc. So Metchil originally, when the Nachash was Machti man, and he was Matil Zoama, as v'zei til tishtush v'irpu ba'olam, he brought this blurring in this world, this fog to the world. That's what the Nachash did, Nachshima. In order that we should return to the Mitzvah of Breirus v'amuna bo yizbarach, Zei efshar rak al yidei Torah. The only way to bring the clarity of God back to the world is through Torah. HaTorah machzira olam likadmuto. Shelefnei Achet, Shelefnei Adofi. The Torah brings the world back to its state before sin, before this fogginess. And therefore, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a Tanai that we have to go to Har Sinai. Together with standing at Har Sinai, Poskas Olamasim, like Chazal tells us, that impurity that the Nachash injected into Chava stopped the Dafka Mahalach of Torah. Tzarich liot mitziut shel tumimut be'amuna. If we're in the Mahalach of Torah, then we have this tumimus and amuna, like we have Torah Hashem tumima, li pikpukim shel dofi. Eidut Hashem ne'emana. The Eidus of Hashem is ne'emana. He's faithful. U'mishum kach, because the Eidus of Hashem is faithful, machkim aspesi. It makes the foolish people wise. Torah has to be poyel, has to activate this sense of belief, wholesomeness, of tmimus, in a person's heart. And we stood at Har Sinai, Gam b'cho yaminu lo'elam. It says in the Pasuk in Shmos 19:9 that there is this brerus of emuna in the world. Now there is going to be faith in you, Moshe Rabbeinu, forever. They're going to trust you forever. This emuna is never going to be mufka. This trust in Moshe Rabbeinu, this faith in Moshe Rabbeinu, is never going to be negated. And that's the Tav doing. We always talk about Torah. But here, we're talking about a pu'ula, an action to uproot the reality of this doifi, of these aspersions that we cast on our faith and prophecy. Avdun. And this goes hand in hand in concert with the stoppage of the impurity. And therefore, ta'avdun. Mazet ta'avdun. It's going to be avoda. The avoda is to uproot this mitzvah of Dofi, of casting doubts upon our faith in Moshe Rabbeinu. There's going to be an avoda of stopping the zoyama, of purifying ourselves. In other words, in the Mare Asne, Diber al Moshe lelamdehu Shmotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu to teach him God's names. That's what God was doing. They were talking about God's names. Ma Shmo, Ma Amar Aleihem. And therefore the Geula here is not just a Hatzole Fundem Tzore. It's not just saving from this terrible situation in which we found ourselves, where Hashem put us, this very difficult nisayon. But rather, it's a geula in the mahalach of Gilui Shmoisev, right? The whole Shmos is about, that's the name of the book. About names, El Shmois B'nei Yisrael, we start with the names. And we always go and Moshe Rabbeinu asks God, what are your names? The book of names. And then Hashem says, I revealed myself to the others with Kel Shakai, Shmi Hashem, they didn't know me. A lot about names. That's the Yisod of the Sefer. Kan lindu sodot shmotav. Zeh chelek me'anin uvdeiti me'em anuchi Hashem lokecha asher atzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. I was redeemed with the Jewish people. I am God who took you out of Egypt. I am God who took you out of Egypt. I came out with you, Kiviyachol. He's saying the Yislichas, and the Narshanis, excuse me. V'otzeisi eschem nakud v'utzeisi itchem. Could also be read, I took you out, it could also be read, I was taken out with you. Yimoy enochi b'tzar, God is with us. God was in there with us, God went out with us, k'viyachol. And in Torah, there's going to be a bearer of this, and we're going to learn Torah with this bereirus, with this clarity of the revelation of God's names. How God conducts the world. That's Shmos. That's the Avod of Har Sinai. That's the Psikas HaZoyama. The Asaras HaTishtush VaYirpul, the removal of this fog. So that all begins, that whole Mahalach begins with Hotziach HaMitzrayim. When God takes us out of Egypt. And so here Moshe Rabbeinu saw that this is not stam shlichus of Nevi'im, like there were before him. There's a mahalach kiv'yachol of nifdeisti imachem, that God's redeemed with them. V'yidei kach yimatzei ba'olam. And through that, God's in this world. God is found in this world because he was redeemed with us. He comes down with us. The Shemos, the Hanhaga, Shemos is Hanhaga, the way God conducts the world, the way we relate to God. The Metzias of these Shemos comes out. Vim Nim Tzavo Olam, Ein Zeh Yachol Yot B'Malach Shal Pikpukim. When God's Metzias comes into the world, there can't be doubts about it. It can't be a Yesh B'Libo Doifik Lashon HaRambam. It has to be clear. So that's a tshuva, that's an answer to the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says to God, hey, how are they going to believe in me? And Hashem says back, v'zeh lecha oizki anochi shlachticha. V'zeh lecha oizki anochi shlachticha. V'otziyacha asam ha-mitzrayim tavdu nitzalakim la-haratzeh. When I take the nation out of Egypt, you're going to serve God on this mountain. Yemunah and Torah is going to touch a place in the Jews that's mufka from Dofi. You're going to be serving God on this mountain. You're going to do such a service that's going to make them believe in you. There's going to be no doubts anymore. Torah is Hashem to me, man. You don't have to worry. Right now there are signs, but with signs there could be Dofi. You could still cast doubt. This has to do with complete clarity, more than all the other Nevi'im. Therefore, Tavdun Sal Kimal Haraz Ataris Hashem Tamim. And therefore, Moshe Ben Atam and Vahim Lo Yaminuli, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him the Moifis of the Nachash. Showed him the snake. In other words, God was saying to him, you're saying the Jews aren't going to believe in you? You're bringing doubts into the world? That's the snake. And he's bringing him back to Gan Eden. That's the snake in the Garden of Eden. V'war b'Rambam b'Luchot Melachim Perek Hashemini v'Halacha Yud Aleph Sheben Noach tzrich lekayem mitzvotav mishum shekach nitztava Moshe Rabbeinu Torah Sheben Noach mikodem nitztavu b'hem. Rabbi Noach has to be Mekayim's mitzvahs because that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded that the Jews were commanded to keep the mitzvahs that Bnei Noach were commanded earlier. And if a person's Mekayim is mitzvahs because they have a tradition from Noach, the Nalapi Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Ger Toshev. And it's not the Chassid Yom HaSa'olam. V'heimei Madvorim. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, there was Nevuah given to Noach. Avamayin Yavon Navi Acharei Noach V'yavatel Tzivuyim Eil. Let's say, another Navi is Mevatel the Tzivuyim of Noach. See, he can do that. No pshat, no din in Noach. You can't be Mevatel the Nevuah of Noach. You can be Mevatel the Nevuah of Noach. Elamai comes around Moshe Rabbeinu. Until Moshe Rabbeinu, you could be mevatel the Zayin mitzvahs, the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. It was only given to Noah. And now Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and now it's unmevatelable. Now there's no bittul. The Kiyum HaOlam is now based on something in a strong foundation. The Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach have to do with the prayers of Moshe. Because now you can't cancel them. That's really the avoda of Har Sinai. The avoda of Har Sinai is to uproot any pikpukim, any doubts, and to clarify our Amun and Hashem. That you can't be changed anymore after Moshe Rabbeinu. And that it's not just signs that you can explain away, but it's our own direct experience of seeing Moshe Rabbeinu and God conducting a dialogue of Yachol. And that's the foundation of our Amunah, she'en bo pikpuk klal. Hadvarim me'irim u'mesamchim me'od. Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. Understand the pshat in the pasuk in Chumash. Shemos gemel yud beis. All right. Super, super gevaldic, sweet friends. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Thank you.